This is episode 453, recorded April 28th, 2017. Packard pokes at, okay, let's talk. The Trump administration. What's on the back burner?
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far, far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
I can see Korea from my house. Oh, wait, that's just a missile. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's coming!
So, yeah. It was nice knowing you.
It was nice knowing you, Connie.
That's all, folks.
I'll be on the other side of the mushroom cloud. And joining us from the far east coast is the Atheist Ranger.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
There you go.
It goes.
He'll outlive us because the missiles from Korea can't reach that far. So
that's true.
Yeah, so Atheist Ranger going to have to do this show, his show and this show. Or maybe I might be able to survive some of the fallout. And joining us from the south of me is our friend Matt from Illinois.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Well, it's the end of the month again, and
already.
Yeah.
Yes, already. It's the end of the month. It's the end of April, although the weather outside is trying to tell me it's late December or early December, somewhere's in there.
God.
Yeah, we had a little snow the other day, so I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. All right.
How come you guys get all the snow? We don't get anything.
You can have all my snow. You can have all the snow.
We didn't have any snow, Harley, for this whole winter.
Like I said, Matt, you can have all the snow. You can have all the snow. I don't want any of the snow. Speaking of snow jobs, the Trump administration is doing one hell of a blizzard on the people of this country. And the fact is that I don't know if we're just too busy trying to shovel out all the snow from the previous blows from his mouth to notice the new stuff that's coming in that's being thrown behind us that's covering up the pathway we just uncovered, or what's going on. I don't know, because there's always seemed to be something that they're doing kind of in the background without us knowing about it, because we are so busy about Trump's tweets. We're too worried about Trump's hair. We're too worried about Trump's tiny, tiny little hands.
By the way, Packard, snow's not brown.
Well, like I said, this is Wisconsin, so.
Could be yellow.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Yellow, we get it in all colors here. We get yellow, brown, and white.
Trump, yeah.
And Trump, yeah.
Okay,
all right. At least the snow is not orange. So that's our topic tonight is, okay, let's talk. The Trump administration, what's on the back burner? Okay, everybody, let's talk. One of the things is that we've got going on in the background that people are probably not aware of is we have this thing called net neutrality. Well, trying to get it to be a thing. So this way, all traffic that's on the internet is equal. So it doesn't matter if it's from Connie or AT&T or Comcast or Google or Amazon or whoever uses the most bandwidth, all ones and zeros that are out on the internet are equal, not like saying, well, because you're using up a larger percentage of the internet and more traffic goes to you, which they pay for, we're going to charge you a more for that, which is unfair. And if the person that's, you know, doesn't use a whole lot, hopefully they would pay a little bit less, but that's not the point on that. I mean, for those, and those people wouldn't actually be paying less. They want them to actually pay a more for that. It's like for cell services, they impose these weird limits. If you pay X amount of dollars, you get X amount of speed and X amount of data. And it's completely arbitrary because you're not sucking up any more data than you are before. But the Trump administration is trying to kill net neutrality here. I'm sorry, I'm going off a little bit on a tangent here. It says the rules currently prevent internet service providers like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon from blocking and discriminating against websites and online traffic without those rules. ISPs will no longer have to treat all web content equally. They will have the power to slow down some sites or even block those that can't or won't pay the extra money. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have thoughts on this?
Oh, I do.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Matt?
Well, when you're talking about, you know, people are paying more for, you know, a faster speed, like, you know, for your home internet.
Yeah.
You know, like for me, I'm paying like, God, I was like, for 75 megabits per second, I'm paying, you know, X amount of dollars.
Right.
And sometimes I get slow spots, you mm-hmm. know, like if I'm on YouTube or something or trying to download, you know, trying to watch a video and it all of a sudden it stops and I get this blue box that comes underneath the video that says, you know, having trouble with your speeds or find out why. And then you click on it and then you get this graph of, you know, of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
At that specific time. Well, if I'm paying more for a higher speed, I shouldn't have to worry about that.
Right.
But it's still happening.
Right. I don't know what kind of service you have.
Comcast.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's cable then. It's cable. Mm-hmm.
No, it's cable internet.
Yeah, that's what I've got. Now, the thing is with cable internet, this is what they always say. Well, this is the rate we're going to give you, but we don't guarantee that rate.
Right.
So you get 60 megabits down, you may not actually be getting 60 meg down. You might get a little bit more, or most likely you're going to get less, and you don't get a guaranteed speed going up. It's like 2 megs up. It's asynchronous. It's not synchronous, the same speeds going up and down.
Right.
Some people don't realize that.
But, you know, you're paying more for less.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And the same thing with the phones.
Yes.
You know, I have Metro PCS, where I have the unlimited. I pay $60 a month for unlimited 4G LTE. And I really don't have any problems with it. Some once in a while I might have a problem, mm-hmm. but I, you know, most of the time I don't. But you know, if you look at these other phone companies, they say, oh, well, you know, you can get you know, unlimited 4G LTE, but you know, after 22 megs, your speeds are slowed down. So they throttle back.
No, that's throttling. That's exactly what they're doing, is they want to throttle these sites that use up a lot of bandwidth because they are just the popular sites. Amazon, Google are some of the most popular sites. Most everybody uses Google. Hardly anybody. Well, I don't know how many people use Bing. Some people like one search engine over another, but they're all using the bandwidth that's there, and they pay for
it. It's all using, it's the same internet.
Yeah, it's all the same internet.
It's all the same.
Yeah. Ones and zeros.
Bing, Google, whatever, you know, it's all the same.
Yeah, there's no one there holding the hose and squeezing it tight. You know, there's literally no traffic backup on there except for the limitations of the hardware. So the reason is that the people are getting squeezed on this. Makes absolutely no sense.
Right.
Everybody's been talking about ICE, right? And how the Trump administration has been getting people who they're not doing anything wrong. They just may not be here completely legal, other than they've been paying taxes and whatnot, and they've been outstanding citizens, and they have to report to ICE or whatever to say, hey, I'm here, whatever. And, you know, they make these daily reports or whatever, weekly reports. I don't know how that works exactly. But they've been being snatched up and taken away without a trial. And they're just gone. And there's sometimes American citizens get caught up in that shit, too. And they get sent off to another country that they're not from because reasons. And then they're literally a person without a country at that point. And they've set up a hotline for criminal aliens. The Trump administration did this. So people call and say, hey, there's a person over here, and we think they're a criminal or whatever. So we want to call in. Well, people have been kind of going, okay, you want us to call about aliens? Sure, we will do that. They've been flooding these phone lines with reports of UFOs. And aliens, little green men, you know.
Are they not orange?
No, orange. they're probably orange.
No, no, they're,
They're extra delusional.
It says here in the article, it says the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, on Wednesday unveiled its controversial immigration crime office, complete with a hotline for U.S. citizens to report alleged crimes committed by undocumented aliens, which promptly overwhelmed with calls about extraterrestrial UFOs and the First Lady Melania Trump. The Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Office, or VOICE, was announced in February. It has been slammed by critics as a tool to scapegoat and demonize immigrants to serve President Donald Trump's nativist rhetoric. DHS Chief John Kelly introduced the office at a press conference Wednesday, where he refused to take questions from reporters, stating, "There's nothing but goodness in what we're doing here today." Bullshit. I am so glad that there are filling these phone lines with such garbage and wasting their time. This is the best kind of civil disobedience that I can think of. No one gets hurt, and it just tears up the time of people who are being just total ass fucks. There you go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get that as a sound. I'm going to just add that as a sound.
Somebody else posted today that Melania Trump might be an inadvertent victim of this.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, maybe that's Trump's plan all along, because she, you know, her miles, she's got high mileage. Maybe he's winning to trade up.
And technically, she was, from what I understand, now she was working when she was not supposed to be working, and because she was modeling and whatnot.
Yeah.
So she was getting paid.
Yeah.
So technically, she should have been picked up by ICE too and sent back to wherever she came from. But no, she's the First Lady now, so you can't do that. Or can we?
Even before she became the First Lady, you know, Trump was married to her. So
yeah,
you know, he's got all these things against illegal aliens, but he's married to where is she from? Poland or Russia or?
She's probably from Russia. Well, everything deals with Trump lately is from Russia.
Well, and
so
his first
he really has no room to talk.
No.
Yeah. Anthony Stranger, do you have anything to say on this?
What they were doing is fucking sweet. I wish I would have thought of it myself, but that's what the actual government was doing. Yeah, it was just a waste of money.
Yes. So if you want to call with a alien report, you can, and I'm not going to tell you that you can't call 1-855-48-VOICE. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't that you should call that. I'm not saying you should call 1-855-48-VOICE to call in an alien attack or aliens from outer space trying to beam you to the mothership. Just one more time, that number is 1-855-48-VOICE to not call in about aliens that are from outer space. Just saying.
I wish that somebody would make an alien picture and it's like Trump and put it on a milk carton. Have you seen this alien? Yeah, we know right where he's at. Oh, God.
Now, one of the other possible distractions that's been going on to keep us, you know, focused on everything else, a couple of weeks ago, everybody was kind of worried that, well, we might not all be here in in the next 24 to 48 hours because World War III, maybe? I don't know. Is that possible?
Possible and probable are two different words, but I think that both of them might be applicable here. I don't know.
I don't know. That's the other thing that's been going on in the back burner is Trump's war of distraction continues with the U.S. now planning to preemptive strike on North Korea. Now, this comes from PoliticusUSA.com. Now, they're saying that here, basically, as Russia's scandal becomes increasingly explosive, so does Donald Trump's foreign policy. After launching an ineffective publicity stunt in Syria, which when they first... Let's go to that Syria.
The Moab, the mother of all bombs.
Yeah, that before the mother of bombs, before mother of bombs, there was the attack, because that was in Afghanistan. The one in Syria there, it hit some parts of an airport, and the airport was back up and running within 24 hours, if not a few hours after they struck, because he didn't hit anything vital. And hitting bombs like that, they just like, okay, there's a hole here. We're going to patch it over and just put the airplanes back in order again. They warned them ahead of time to say, hey, we're going to be doing this thing. So this is, it's like a false flag thing. Maybe they did it. Maybe they didn't do it. But the fact is that there was hardly any damage. And the mother of Obama's the one you were talking about there, Connie. That went to kill about 30 guys, maybe, you know. And the fact is that's about a half a million or more per guy because that bomb is so fucking expensive and it's never been used before.
Well, here's the thing I think. I think that he did it just to see if his approval ratings would go up. I really do. And he got attention. He got Trump got positive attention for doing this, dropping a bomb. And now he's all posturing and now he's telling South Korea, well, yeah, you know, well, we want to do this on your country, but he's telling them that you're going to have to pay for this.
You
need to pay us for this because he's treating it like a fucking business. And this, and Trump's ignorance just knows no bounds. He's treating the presidency, well, like a business. And well, guess what? He, you know, he's gone bankrupt how many times? So it's something he doesn't even do well when he's doing that. So stop paying attention to Trump for just doing things that he thinks are presidential, which is just awful human being stuff.
Exactly.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokeSet on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokeSet or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokeSet. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. It says here, the news organization reported that the administration is prepared to launch a preemptive strike with conventional weapons against North Korea should officials become convinced that North Korea is about to follow through with a nuclear weapons test. We should always, always, always try diplomacy first. I know Kim Jong-un is a fucking retard. I mean, look at his hair. Look at it. Look at that. Who gets his hair cut like that? People who are not mentally sane get their hair cut like that. I'm just saying.
Oh, five-year-old boys do, but
yes, he thinks he's acting like a five-year-old boy. But the thing is here, now this comes from NBC News. It says the intelligence officials told NBC News that the U.S. has positioned two destroyers capable of shooting Tomahawk cruise missiles in the region, one just about 300 miles from North Korea nuclear test site. American heavy bombers are also positioned in Guam to attack North Korea should it be necessary. And earlier this week, the Pentagon announced that the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier strike group was being diverted to the area. Now, it should be noted that while preparing the U.S. preparing to use missiles and bombs in its possible attack, Trump also considering putting special operations on the ground in dangerous proposal from a reckless president. Didn't he learn from the, and the thing was, he was with the North and South Korea, he was taking lessons of what North Korea was like from the president or the ruler of China, saying that, and apparently to him, because the way I've heard it was, China told him that North Korea is part of China at one time, which.
Okay. Yeah. No, because. Yeah, Trump was saying, well, yeah, North Korea is part of China, and I can't pronounce his last name, I'm sorry, but the leader of China said, well, actually, you know, and Trump was saying, go ahead and just tell North Korea to stop it, and he said, well, the leader of China said, well, it's not that simple, and that's when Trump was like, oh, it's much more complicated than I thought. Everything's more complicated than he thought. It's so frustrating. It really is. The Carl Vinson Carl Vinson isn't off the shores of Korea. It's actually cruising somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's not even true.
Yeah, it was actually near Australia at the time. And they said that, well, yeah, it's in this area, but it's not there.
Anybody else? I'm sorry. I'm
Anthony Stranger, you have any thoughts on that?
About the whole North Korea thing. Honestly, the only reason why we're not at war with them right now is because their nuclear test failed. That's the only reason. First of all, it was a stupid threat to make anyway, because even if it was successful, North Korea is one of the poorest fucking countries on the face of the planet. So what? They're not a threat to us.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the North Koreans. I really do.
The thing is with the North Koreans there is the fact that they've been brainwashed and they're told that the reason why it's so horrible there is because of us. We're the reasons why that leaders are being assholes and whatnot and taking all their money and resources and things because of us. So even if we were to go in there tomorrow and I have no idea how we would even do this. I'm just going to throw this out here. Let's just say somehow we were able to get in there and take out the whole leadership there. Not that that would be a good thing, because that would just be a trigger to war anyway. But let's just say that was a possible. And these people would still uprise against us saying, hey, you took out our leader and you didn't free us from anything. You guys were the oppressors the whole time, and they would still rebel.
What I want to say that I read today is that Trump keeps making enemies of our allies. You know, he said threatening things to Canada, of all things. And just today he was saying threatening things to South Korea and saying you're going to have to pay for this. South Korea, they're getting ready to elect a new president. And by Trump saying this, he's positioning the U.S. as being combative against South Korea. I also saw today that, again, I'm sorry, I didn't deeply source this, but evidently in Japan, school children are doing drills because they're, the threat of nuclear war. Because maybe Kim Jong-un can't hit America. All right, but he still has bombs that could hit South Korea and hit Japan.
Yep.
And especially Japan, guess what? They don't have a military. They don't have any it's just like, this is so stupid. This man, this Trump, either he's a fucking fox and he's brilliant, or he's just an absolute idiot who assumes he knows everything, and he's one of the more powerful, he's not powerful, but he's in charge of one of the more powerful countries in the world. Mm-hmm. And he's just saying half-assed shit. You know, I'm sorry, nobody wins nuclear war.
Nobody wins at a nuclear war. Matt, you haven't chimed in on this. What are your thoughts?
It's crazy. I mean, you know, maybe North Korea may or may not be able to hit us, but as far as us hitting them, I don't know.
Yeah, we could definitely hit them. It just, that wouldn't be a problem. I mean, we have ICBMs and things that can fly across the planet,
right?
Be delivered anywhere. We don't have to send out ships or anything like that to do this thing. We could do it from our living rooms, pretty much. I mean,
let's just bomb the shit out of a poor country that has a handful of leaders who are despots, who are just, you know, it's not the North Koreans' fault.
Right.
It's the fault of the few people who are just keeping them prisoner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at the war in Iraq, mm-hmm. What it was based on, because it was basically based on 9/11.
Yes.
But do we really want to go to war against somebody that we really don't want to?
No. No. And Matt, just to switch stories, you know, talking about Trump and all of the stuff that Trump is doing feels like deflection. It feels like the magician who says, you know, look at my hand over here. And meanwhile, something else is happening. Now, I don't think Trump is that clever that he could actually do that kind of misdirection. Maybe he could, but the people who are behind him might be. But you had a story too that you wanted to bring forward about the First Amendment Defense Act, something that the Republicans could slide into being voted in, something that was under Obama, and while Trump is like doing all this crap, that's really awful too.
Oh, exactly.
I just want to read a couple things from the chat room here, and thank you for everybody that's been commenting. Real Paul Marshall said Trump wouldn't know a business if it grabbed him by the pussy. And Fishhead Salad, thank you again for your comment, said Trump is not an emperor of this country, nor was Obama. And no one is claiming that is except for the people who were voted for Trump. And he said the NK is trying its best to be the big boys, North Korea, who want to play adult games, as it's mentioned, want to do it with silly haircuts. North Korea, North Korea can go suck a dick. We had one more point here, but unfortunately, we're like right at our we're like right up against the buttressing up against our time here. But I'm going to bring this up real quick. Trump, they unveiled their latest tax plan, and it's going to be a horse. It's going to be a shit show. It's all for the rich. The rich are going to come out of top on this. Anybody that doesn't make X amount of dollars is going to be the big losers on this.
Trump drained the swamp and it filed right into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yep. It says here the cuts create a gigantic loophole for high income individuals, and that the tax plan is going to cost the government over $6 trillion. Not $6 billion, $6 trillion. This is going to come out of our pocket, $6 trillion.
Well, and it's a matter of trying to turn around a runaway train.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I look at these kind of things and I think, oh, it's like when you start bouncing checks, you know, and so you didn't, you already didn't have money and now you owe even more that you don't have. And it's just,
yeah.
It's crap.
It says under the new rules, an individual making $35,000 a year would be able to remove $1,500 from their taxable income through the deduction, leaving just $20,000 for the government to tax. On top of these tax cuts, Trump is expected to outline his proposal to lower the corporate tax rate from 35% to 15%. We all know that these corporations, what they do is to make the bottom line even lower, is they send these companies and their workers out of the country. So they're not paying any taxes at all anyway. So it doesn't really matter. And he will seek to reclassify small individual owned businesses that currently file their taxes under their individual code, so they are under the corporate tax code instead. This would affect a broad spectrum of businesses, not just the mom and pop stores, but large family owned real estate firms such as his and hedge funds too. Trump's plan will be laid out in a series of bullet points on Wednesday, which he did. So I don't have those bullet points in front of me, unfortunately, but let's see here. They used the legislative process of reconciliation, which would give them a filibuster proof shot at getting any tax bill through the Senate. And that's what Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Ronald Reagan had done in the past. So, and you know what's funny is Republicans have denounced former President Obama's contributions for the swelling national debt, which stands at $20 trillion right now. But Trump is proposing to raise the fee that could add $6 trillion over the next decade. So there's that. Oh, and thank you for Real Paul Marshall. It says the 15 lines of double spaced text is not a tax plan. Yeah, I agree. I've seen it on TV where the tax plan, it is all double spaced. Or triple space in some cases, and it's like, this makes absolutely no sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
It never does.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back on Wednesday for our midweek show at 5 p.m. Central Time, and then on Thursdays, the Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe podcast drops at 7 a.m., and so you can get to enjoy that. And if you could, please, if you like the show, please donate to the show. Because I really enjoy living indoors. I really wish I was kidding about that, but I'm not. So if you could go over to patreon.com/packardpokesat and donate some money to keep me indoors. Or go over to the, what's that other site? The GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, Packers Pay Day.
Yeah, Packers Pay Me, GoFundMe. So that'll help me stave off a couple bills so I can... be able to live in my house.
One time donation, yeah. Or one, it's set up both ways.
Yeah, it's you can do it a one-time donation or repeating monthly. And the Patreon one, whatever dollar amount you put in there, you're going to get charged that dollar amount for one time a month. That's it. I post there one time a month, and you got charged just that one time. So if you put in there a payment for $5 or $10 or whatever, you're just going to get charged that $10 or that $5 or whatever. Anyway, we'll be back then. So good night, everybody. This has been Packard Pokes At with OK, Let's Talk.
And that's a wrap. Yeah.